Government's trying to modernize the nation's air traffic control system, but cost overruns, software problems, and management concerns make some wonder whether the so-called next-generation system may take another generation to complete, NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The radar screens in the nation's aircraft control towers are based on technology dating to the Second World War. Many of the routes airliners fly were laid out at a time pilots followed bonfires for navigation at night. The promise of next-gen, as explained in a video on the Federal Aviation Administration's website, is to bring all that into the 21st century.
You will appreciate the increased safety, environmental benefits, and reduced delays as the next generation air transportation system is adopted.
What sounds so whiz-bang in the video isn't really all that different from the satellite-based GPS navigation systems many Americans have in their cars. But adopting that technology to the airline industry has been a challenge. The Transportation Department's Inspector General reported that one of the key software components of the system is running more than $300 million over budget and might not be fully phased in for another 5 years. Airlines have been investing in elements of the new system, one in particular which would enable aircraft to land in a more efficient, fuel-saving manner. Steve Lott is with the Air Transport Association, the airline industry lobbying group.
You know, when you're flying on a plane, you can actually feel it, where a plane will lose altitude and it'll drop, say, 5,000 feet, and then it'll stay steady for a while at the same altitude, and then it'll drop again. It's this stepped landing approach that is not particularly efficient. And using satellite technology, we can have a smoother landing.
Lott says the airline industry wants the FAA to allow more use of the advanced navigation procedure, which many aircraft are now equipped for. The deputy administrator of the FAA, Michael Huerta, told a congressional panel recently the agency is working on making that happen.
In the year ahead, what we really want to do is focus on how can we improve the quality of these procedures and how can we see the very real benefits associated with reduced fuel consumption, reduced time, and corresponding environmental benefits as well.
But Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says until Congress approves a long-term bill for the FAA, the next-gen program will remain in a holding pattern.
We're stuck in midair because of the fact that Congress won't pass an FAA bill. As soon as they pass a bill, we got a big, bold vision for next-generation technology.
The government's share of the next-gen program is estimated to be more than $20 billion, and another big concern of its supporters is coming up with that cash at the same time the government is desperately looking for ways to cut spending. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.